I'm sorry?
You believe there should not be a country called Israel, because you say
No, that's
from the
what you're
river.
saying. I said what I said. I know what you're
Right?
trying to do because you're the kind of guy. Look, Alan, let's be honest.
Okay, I'm gonna move this on because we
Melinda,
still
why is he
have.
allowed to say that and then I can't defend myself?
Okay,
He's allowed to open my
but make
mouth.
it snappy.
Okay, you defend individuals like Jeffrey Epstein, justify the targeting of killing
Oh,
civilians and children, and you're
I
arguing
also
that
defend.
torture is sometimes necessary. Now you stand before us and you defend the ethnic cleansing of Gaza. At what point, Alan, do you stop and stop asking questions of me that don't make sense? And do you start asking yourself and admitting that your legal arguments are nothing more than a cover for genocide?
Okay, all right, I'm going to move it on.
Let me talk about the International Criminal Court. It is a fake court. It is a UN court. Its members are picked by their countries. They have
Is
to
the
do the
UN
abiding
fake?
of their. The Chinese judge will be executed if he doesn't follow the Chinese government. The International Criminal Justice is not a real court. It's a fake court. Nobody should listen to it. International law is important as long as it's administered fairly. But when you have courts condemning Israel more than all the other countries of the world combined, including in the Sudan,
Perhaps
and the
that's
Sudan
because
is a real
Israel's committing systemic
on, and
violations that
nobody
violate the international law in
remembers.
a way that no other country has.
There's a new concept. It's called Palestinianism. I have a book about it. And it believes that the only group in the world that deserves support are Palestinians, and the only group in the world that deserves condemnation is Israel. And what's happened is Palestinianism is destroying human rights and turning human rights into only Palestinian rights, ignoring the rights of the people in Darfur who are actually starving, the people in other parts of the world who are actually starving. And
Ahmed?
Honestly,
the
it
two-state solution.
just sounds like
I'm in
I'm
favor
speaking
of
to like a child. I don't know. He's
Are
still
you in
speaking. I hear him in the background yelling like a crazy person. And honestly, I hate to make it like I'm attacking you personally, but I'm quite appalled at your level of not being informed on basic international law. Melinda, as you know, assassinating and targeting journalists and their families is a war crime.
Are you
Is
in
he still
favor of a
speaking?
two-state
Are you
solution?
still speaking? Are you not going to let me speak? I don't want to talk. We're not talking about the two-state solution. We're talking about you actively finding very bizarre ways to justify genocide. Look, Melinda, we hear about
There's no
Israel's
gen.
right to defend itself. And
There is
for
no
your
genocide
audience, it's
except
important for me. Are
Hamas
you going to
fighting
keep interrupting
Israel. We're going
me?
to
Are you
come back to
afraid
you
of
in a
the
moment,
truth?
Professor. Let's let Ahmed finish, and then we're going to come back to you because we're going to
I
move
mean,
on really
he
shortly.
speaks for
Ahmed, wrap this
minutes.
up for us.
I'll wrap it up for you. We hear it over and over. Israel has the right to defend itself. Alan just said it. But let's be clear. Israel is not invoking self-defense against another sovereign state. It is invoking self-defense against the very people it occupies. Now, I know Alan very conveniently wants to blame everything on Hamas and the Palestinians themselves and Palestinianism. He sounds like a child. What you call self-defense amounts to the bombing of neighborhoods, the destruction of entire communities, and the systematic starvation of more than 2 million people. And under international law, an occupier, as you know, Alan, has no right to claim self-defense against the people it occupies. So
Wrong.
why then are the
Wrong.
audience may
Wrong.
be asking, can I just finish? Why then is the burden of proof always, as Alan is putting it, on the oppressed? Never the oppressor. When Hamas fires rockets, Israel and its allies call it terrorism. But when Israel flattens entire neighborhoods or sends pagers to Lebanon, which the former CIA director admitted very openly is a mass terror attack, it's called collateral damage. I mean, Alan, you've spent your career twisting legal arguments to justify Israel's brutality, and I get that. But tell me, if a foreign army invaded your home, demolished your neighborhoods, and executed your family, would you agree that such actions were self-defense? Of
Okay,
course
let's
not.
let Professor
Use
Dershowitz
that logic
respond
now.
before we move on. Right of
Exactly.
reply to you, Professor.
Hamas invaded a peaceful area, a peaceful music festival, and murdered and raped everybody. Yes, I think that is aggression and attempted genocide. And
Melinda,
yes,
you're
Israel
aware he
is
didn't
fighting.
answer
Just
my
let the
question,
professor
correct?
finish. Thanks, Ahmed.
Well, he didn't answer my question.
Israel is fighting a nation. The nation Israel is fighting is called Iran. Iran has armed Hamas. Iran has armed the Houthis. Iran has armed Hezbollah. And Israel is fighting against a four-prong attack to destroy its very existence. Remember Hamas's charter? demands that Israel not exist. I have favored a two-state solution since 1967. I continue to favor a two-state solution. I would like Ahmad to answer my question directly. Do you support a two-state solution in which there is a Palestinian state living in peace next to a Jewish state called the Nation State of Israel? Do you support that? Answer.
Alan, I'm not a monkey that you can make answer when you're not engaging me. No. Why would I answer him if he didn't answer me? He started talking about Hamas. And by the way, my name is
Ahmed. Okay, okay. Let's not descend into that discussion. Unless you're going to answer Professor's comment, I'm going to move on.
Okay, I'll answer the question. I support truth and facts, and I support Palestinians living in freedom and liberation from the river to the sea, just like Jewish citizens of this state, whatever you want to interpret that as. But I do want to say, we haven't talked about, Alan, the fact that you built your entire... I'm sorry?
Israel.